PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, a Monmouth County man who killed his own father and hid the body is headed for prison.
Mattawan police found the body of 58-year-old Kenneth Knapp Sr. wrapped in a tarp and stashed in a basement bin in May 2022. Investigators say 33-year-old Kenneth Knapp Jr. had attacked and killed his father in their shared bathroom over a week earlier. This past January, Knapp Jr. pleaded guilty to aggravated manslaughter and desecration of human remains. He's been sentenced to a total of 30 years. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The Red Cross is helping 10 Jersey City families, including six children, find a place to live after they were displaced by a fire yesterday. The blaze on Westside Avenue broke out just before noon and spread to three buildings. Investigators think it started after someone threw a burning cigarette down an air shaft. No one was hurt. There's still much to learn from the earthquake that rocked New Jersey back on April 5th. Seismic sensors are gathering info right now in and around the Hunterdon County epicenter. The aftershock hits will be here for months.
The 4.8 magnitude earthquake is not a sign of future quakes for the region, says Oliver Boyd with the U.S. Geological Survey, but it does show us what can happen when a quake of that size hits this part of the country.
So in the future, we would expect a similar size earthquake to be able to travel to, you know, similar distances as that earthquake did.
Aftershock kits deployed in the region should be here for up to 6 months. Boyd says they're hoping to observe hundreds of small aftershocks over that time. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A state lawmaker is calling out fast food restaurants and convenience stores for straggling to comply with a law that already has had a dramatic impact in New Jersey. In time for today, Earth Day, Senator John McKeon sent out letters to the state's 50 largest food services establishments demanding that they comply with all parts of the single-use plastics ban, with special attention to single-use plastic straws. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will the next few days cooperate with your outdoor plans? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
It's 11:04. Here's Fast Traffic.
Crash was cleared in Elizabeth on 1 and 9 North at Olive Street. We continue to have slight delays on Route 1, both directions north of 130 and North Brunswick with construction, but it's not as bad as it was before. Westbound 280 jammed Stickle Bridge to exit 13 Newark, construction. Southbound Western Spur of the Turnpike closed for construction, and you still have delays northbound between exit 5 and 6 with repair work. Southbound, the delays cleared into exit 2. 295 northbound backing up now, exit 25 to 26 in Belmar. There's road work there. And watch for construction work on 295 southbound near exit 45 in Burlington. But those delays have also gotten a lot better. Now, the westbound Atlantic City Expressway, that is pretty slow through the work zone between exit 33 and 38. And as we go across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, still looking pretty good at the George and Lincoln. Holland Tunnel may be losing a lane shortly. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next port, 1118, New Jersey, 101.5.
Love our contests? Sign up for contest alerts on our New Jersey 101.5 app. Once that's locked in, get ready to win.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear and chilly through the overnight hours. There will be some areas of frost. Lows will be between 35 and 40. Some spots in the northwest hills will be closer to 30. Now, it will be a nice day on Tuesday. Sunshine, a mix of some clouds. High temps will be in the mid-60s. It'll be in the upper 50s at the shore. And turning cloudy, breezy Tuesday night with a shower in spots later on. Low temps will be in the mid to upper 40s. And a few more showers around Wednesday. Mostly cloudy, highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And in Andover, it's 48 degrees. Monroe, it's 45 degrees. And in Seaside Heights, it's 58 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.